my fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. A good day here in the Rocky Mountains today. Yes, sir. Yesterday we had a little emergency with my bride. A lot of you are concerned about my bride going through cancer treatment right now. So we had kind of a rough day yesterday, just to share with you that care out there that Angie had a tumor removed from her breast, and we had to take her down to Indianapolis, Indiana for that a few months back. And most of you know the story. She had that removed from her right breast. And they believe they got all the cancer, but they suggested she go through chemo and radiation. So we came back to Idaho so she could go every 3 weeks to take her chemo treatment. And much better up here, because it was going to take something like three, four months to go through that. And so we didn't want to be away from home that long up here in our wonderful Rocky Mountains and with our friends and neighbors taking care of our animals and all. And so we came up here, and she's been going for chemo, and everything seemed to be going okay until Sunday. She started getting a fever, and she got an infection in her breast. And boy, I'll tell you, the swelling came, and there was a hard knot in the very place where the cancer was taken out. And it got really hot and red, and then under her arms and her lymph nodes began to swell and become painful. So we got a hold of the doctor yesterday and got her to the emergency room, and they did some tests and gave her some antibiotics. Now, most of you realize that when you go through chemo treatment, it destroys your immune system, so it's easy for you to catch infections and so forth, so you got to be real careful. Well, my bride caught something. We don't know how it happened, but she's got a raging infection. And praise the Lord, they gave her some antibiotics yesterday, and it looks like it's working. So we're happy today that some of the swelling has gone down, and she's feeling better. And so we'd ask for you to keep praying for her. This is not an easy thing to go through, as some of you already know who have family members that have been through it. But it's good to be back with you today, and we got some important things to talk about, so we'll be back after this break to get into some important matters, okay? Be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, folks, the Officer Jack McLam program represents two police and military associations up here in the Rocky Mountains, and we're at the HQ here at the headquarters, and we want to tell you that we're very concerned about survival all the time. And are you ready? Are our fellow Americans ready for tragedy to come to your area? Or some kind of a tremendous challenge to life and death there in your family? And so we're always trying to do the best we can at informing you about things that come up here at our two police and military associations on survival and things you need to do. And many times it has to do with weaponry and things like that. But we're just so happy to have Debbie Morrow, who is presenting us with probably the number one thing you need to have is you need to have water. And Debbie, I called her tonight and asked her to be on the show from New Millennium Concepts about the Berkey water filter. And she says, no, she's on her way to church. So I said, Debbie, can you call on your cell phone on the way to church? And she was kind enough to say yes. And the reason I pushed her tonight is because tomorrow night she's going to be out of pocket until next Monday, I think, and she won't be with us this week. And so she was kind enough to say, yeah, I'll try to call you on the cell phone, and we'll talk for a few minutes before I get to church. So she's a blessed lady and has done so much for my family here by giving us good water in our home, and then it's a portable unit, you know, that we can take with us if we have to run and go into a situation where we have to move, shoot, and communicate, you know, because the enemy is coming over the hill. Believe me, our Berkey water filter is going with us. It's not that big. We can throw it in a pillowcase, and we can go with it. So we're stuck with this wonderful water here, and so this is really cool. But something I wanted to talk to you about before Debbie comes on, she hasn't called in yet, and she may not get to, or maybe her cell phone won't work, so I'm not sure she'll be with us, but she's going to try. But I want to tell you that something else we're deeply concerned about here at our two police and military associations, folks, is are you prepared to be attacked by your neighbors or the government? And what do I mean by that? Well, when I say attack, I mean economically attacked. Not physically attacked. 2 days ago, something that I hate taking is these calls from friends and associates and just people across this nation who know that our police and military association here has been doing trust for people for a donation. We're not lawyers. We've just lived through trust for almost 25 years now. I personally have lived through trust. And I hate the phone calls coming in where we've talked to somebody, and this is exactly what happened 2 days ago. We talked to a good buddy who called us from across the country. I think it was in the South. Yes, it was definitely in the South. And he said his wife and him wanted to set up a trust right away. Well, a month went back by. We didn't hear from him. Well, yesterday he calls me back and says, guess what came in the mail? Yes, folks, he's been sued, and he's been companies coming after him to take whatever they can take from him now. They got a notice in the mail of a amount of money that he owes, and they're going to come and get. And he asked me, is it too late to set up the trust we were talking about? And see, we talked for a little bit. I talked to him about the benefits of going ahead and doing it anyway. But I also talked to him about if the government comes at you and gives you a letter in the mail and says you owe them money, and then you run out and set up a trust, you can go to jail because they'll call that a crime and criminally prosecute you for trying to hide assets. So we talked, and I think we got the thing solved. But folks, don't wait. Do not wait. I hate those phone calls. We've had three friends in the last 6 months who are being attacked by the IRS, of all people. The IRS has attacked three friends of ours that we've known for years, and we had no idea, because all of us here live through trust here at our two police and military associations, and have for years and years. We had no idea that three close friends of ours up here did not have their property in trust. And here we find out that all three of them are being attacked by the IRS and are trying to take their homes away from them. Unbelievable. It just breaks our hearts, folks. So I hope that you'll get a hold of us here at our two police and military associations. Give us a call or go to our website. It's easier. Just pull off the three pages there about our trust that we put together for you that have just been just wonderful to all of us over these years. Many of us have been sued or people were going to sue us. And when they find out you don't own anything, they don't sue you because there's no sense suing you if you don't own anything, if everything's in trust. And I personally have been through a year and a half in the federal court system when I took a team of 12 officers from 9 different states down to Arkansas to reinvestigate the execution of two people, one being a local sheriff, the other one being Gordon Call, by federal officers down there. I got in big trouble when I came back to Phoenix after taking the team of 12 officers down there to reinvestigate these executions. Man, the government knocked on my door and said, you owe us $50,000, now prove you don't owe it as my punishment. So I went through a year and a half in federal court, and the federal judge tried to help the government try to break my trust. And after a year and a half, they gave up. They couldn't do it, praise the Lord. But I was on pins and needles for a year and a half. So I've been through the hell of the real criminal justice system in America. And I hope you folks don't have to go through it. But go to our website, if you will, folks, at jackmclam.com. Jackmclam.com is the best, easiest way to get there. Or give us a call and ask us to fax out to you or send out our three little pieces of paper on trust at 208, area code 935-7852. 208-935-7852 and ask for our trust that we put together, the trust information. Don't wait, folks. I'm so saddened to get these calls all the time. Okay, our sister, our dear sister, Debbie Morrow, is on the line. She's on her cell phone heading out to church. And, sister, welcome. Thank you for being on with us tonight. I know you don't have much time.
Hi, thank you for having me. I hope you can hear me okay. And I'm
hey, you're real good. 5 by 5, yeah.
You caught me. I'm at the health food store getting some organic apple juice and some barley greens and stuff on my way to church.
You're our healthy critter, aren't you? You just you're healthy.
I'm working on it. I'm trying.
Okay. Well, tell us what you got for us, sister, before your battery runs down on your phone here. Tell us about that wonderful system I now have in my home, that water system.
The Berkey water filters are a gravity-fed water filter, takes out the pathogens. They're fantastic. Of course, we've had lots of people calling in to order them ever since we've had the hurricane. So they're
been working overtime. I hear you've been working night and day.
Yeah, really have. Worked 20 hours straight yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You better go do some praying tonight. You get down on your knees. You may not get up. You might go to sleep.
I know. But the Berkey water filters are worth it because I really feel like I'm doing my part when I sell the Berkey water filters. Because you can take that pond water, lake water, you know, the water, even that horrible water that they're living in, and take the pathogens out to a non-detectable level.
Uh-huh.
And they really do work, and they don't require any electricity. They're gravity fed, and they last a really long time. So,
sure,
I mean, they're
yeah.
just fantastic.
Yeah, before you came on, I was telling them about mine, and I told them that if I got ahead for the forest out here, we got to go out and escape and evade some invaders. I'm taking my little Berkey with me because I can throw that in the gunny sack and just go with it.
Right. You sure can, you know, and we've got the Berkey sport bottles that are only 22 ounces,
yeah.
and you can take those anywhere.
True.
But the big Berkeys with the black Berkey purification elements really do purify the chemicals and things like that completely out of the water. And, I mean, they are so good, and we have them in different models now and different sizes. They're just an amazing, really wonderful water filter. And it does my heart good to know that I'm out there helping people with their health, you know, because they're actually hydrating their systems. And Berkey water filters aren't just for an emergency. Berkey
right.
water filters are for all the time.
Yeah.
You know, every day you want to take out those things from your water. It's not just, you know, something that you only use in the case of an emergency.
Stay healthy right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So we want to stay hydrated. I mean, I went to the shelter Sunday
yeah.
and talked to this 15-year-old boy. I mean, I talked to a lot of people, but I talked to this one little boy. He's 15, and he walked 3 miles in the water with air mattresses and pushed his family on the air mattresses and then spent 3 days in the Superdome before they got bused here to Fort Worth.
Uh-huh.
And it's a good thing he was a healthy kid, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because walking 3 miles isn't the easiest thing to do.
In water,
in
yeah.
water, yeah.
yeah. So, sister, I hear the music. Can you be with us a few more minutes?
Yes.
Hang on. Okay, hang on here. We'll be back after the break. And, folks, get a pencil and paper. We're going to tell you how you can get some great water in your home and be prepared for any emergency. Be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.com. www.theliberty.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Here, let's go back to Debbie before her cell phone runs out there. Debbie,
Hi. Go ahead and continue on
what you were saying.
Can you still hear me okay? Because now I'm in my car.
I can hear you very good, yes.
Okay.
I hope everybody else can.
Okay, me too.
Okay.
Okay, what were we talking about? I forgot.
You were talking about that, of course, the Berkey. It's not just for emergencies, you know. We need to use it right now for good health, good water, and to hydrate ourselves. You were talking about a young man, weren't you, that was saying something to you?
Oh, it was just amazing. Okay, yeah, when I was at the shelter Sunday evening,
and I
was talking to the different people from Louisiana, you know, from New Orleans that are shipped out here now.
Right.
And, you know, this one little boy, like I said, he was telling me that, you know, he walked 3 miles through the water pushing his family on air mattresses, you know. So we need to think about our health all the time, you know. I mean, we saw images of, you know, the ill people, people who couldn't get out by themselves and things like that. And we don't want to be like that if God forbid there is an emergency, you know. I mean, you know, I hope I never have to go through something like these people went through. But it has encouraged me, you know, when bad things happen, you can always turn them around for good. And the one thing that's good for me in my personal life is it's really made me decide to take an active part of being prepared for an emergency and having my health better, you know.
And also,
so,
you've taken an active role in helping me and my family get ready and have a good water and a lot of other people.
Oh, I know. I feel like it's my ministry. But, you know, I've been doing the Berkey water filters now since, it's been 8 years now. And when I went to work for New Millennium, I know a lot of people think that I own the company because I take such big care about it because I love it and everything.
Uh-huh.
I'm really just a regular employee. But when I went to work for New Millennium, I was employed by another company, and I didn't want to drive all the way across Dallas all the time, and so I quit my job, and I gave 2 weeks notice and quit my job, and then, you know, found an employee, and then it was, you know, like the Saturday after I didn't have a job anymore, and my husband told me, well, honey, sit at the computer and, you know, pray about it and see what you can find on the internet and things, and I sat down at my computer and I prayed and I just said, well, God, you know I need a job and you know what kind of work I like to do, so you're gonna, you know, you can provide me with that. And it was so cool because, like, I'm not a kook, I swear, y'all know I'm not a kook. I heard Jim Shepard's name audibly in my head, and Jim Shepard, who's the owner of our company, he was one of the customers that I had at the previous job. So I pulled up his phone number in my computer, and I called him up, and I said, well, hi, Jim, this is Debbie from, you know, this other office. And he said, well, hi, what are you doing working on the Sabbath? Because it was a Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, I'm unemployed. Do you know anybody who needs to, you know, hire somebody who does what I do? And he said, come to work for me. He said he and his wife and his associates were just praying, sitting in their living room, praying that God would provide them with somebody that could take over the office and do
wow.
the work that I do, you know?
Praise the Lord. That's wonderful.
So, yes, I know that God really did send me to New Millennium as a ministry in a way so that I can help people because I have a real heart to help people.
Well,
and, you know, I'm not the kind of person that likes to just sit at a job, show up, and then leave. You know, I want to, you know, do my best, and I want to have a product that I know we're telling the truth, and people are going to be blessed, and I'm not going to get a bunch of complaints and stuff.
That's
what's so great about the Berkey water filters is they really do work.
Well, how can we get a hold of them, hon? How can we get one of these things in our home?
Well, they can call me and leave a good message, day and night messages, and I will get back with people. But we are so busy right now, and I have lots of callbacks to make. And I'm trying to teach a new girl named Chris how to call people back, too.
Okay.
And so sometimes I'm doing training calls. But if you could call 1-888-803-4438, that's 1-888-803-4438, and leave really good messages. You know, I'll get back with you as soon as I possibly can. Try and leave a day and a night number and leave them both. Even if you want to tell me how late it's okay to call, because last night I worked 20 hours straight. I started at 4 in the morning and worked till midnight so that I could get these orders out because people really want the Berkeys. You know, this thing has really caused people to wake up and realize that they don't want to wait any longer.
Well, praise the Lord, that's good.
Yes, and then when I take your order, I'll be sure to offer the free gifts that go along with the Berkey, and you tell me that you heard it on your show, and we'll be sure to give you credit to help support your airtime. And,
we'll
make sure that people get the best possible water filter systems out there, and if they want to see it, if they're listening to us on the Internet, they can go to our website, which is www.berkeywater.com. And it's spelled BerkeyWater.com. And you can see all the different Berkeys and then order it there or call me.
Thank you, my dear. God bless you. And listen, have a safe trip, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week, okay?
All righty. Y'all
all right.
Take care.
God bless you.
Take care.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, we'll be back with the program right after this break. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Cal Bend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. So good to have Debbie on with us, and hope she has a nice evening at church. She deserves a little time off. I hope she don't fall asleep there. But doggone, isn't it great to have people working 20 hours to get you something you need in your home that'll help you and your family be healthy and survive? That's the kind of people we have around here. So many of us work long hours. I work 14, 16 hours a day usually at our educational work here with our police and soldiers, and I love every minute of it. I mean, it's hard because I'm supposed to be retired now and out fishing and out hunting. And I do love to do those things, do a little scuba diving. But I'm here 5 days a week, 6 days a week, trying to educate people. And, boy, this is the time to get ready for tough days ahead. Let's see. I want to give a little plug for a dear friend of mine, Sherry Peel Jackson. She's the ex-IRS agent that is working with Joe Bannister and a few other ex-IRS agents going around the country giving freedom workshops and talks all over the country. And Joe Bannister, you know, is a buddy who is a gun-toting IRS agent that the government's been out to get for years, and he just went to an investigation and a trial and just won his case against the government that tried to put him in prison. And so Sherry Peel Jackson is another one of these people that just love this country, love God, and love freedom, and has left the IRS to go around the country and do workshops for all of us. And this is a free plug for her. She doesn't know I'm doing it, but I'm doing it anyway. She's going to have a L.A., California workshop September 10th, just a few days away for all of you in Los Angeles there who want to travel there. She says, here I'm inviting you to our Freedom Workshop being held in Los Angeles, California, September 10th. I'll be among several speakers, and we'll be discussing financial freedom and privacy issues. Please see the attached flyer for further details and to register online. I'll be discussing the Joe Bannister case, the Larkin Rose case, and other issues. I'll also be giving away my DVD named Breaking the Invisible Shackles to my guests to attend. When you register online, place Sherry Jackson in the referred box, and I will have a count. I will then have a count of how many DVDs I need to bring to the workshop, the handout. If you do not have a means to register online, please call me at 888 area code 449-9722. That's 888-449-9722, and I'll take your name down for the person in charge of registering at the door. Please come and invite others that you know in the Los Angeles area. I will have contests and prizes. I look forward to seeing you there. Sherry Peel Jackson, what a great lady she is, and I would be there if I could in a heartbeat, because I love these guys and gals who have broken away from the evil, evil IRS and are out trying to save the people and save their property and save their freedom from this criminal agency that is just railroading people into prison all the time and taking their property without due process or under criminal situations such as the unlawful 16th Amendment, which there is no law that you and I have to pay an IRS tax on personal income. There is no law, and they can't find the law. And so says Joe Bannister, a gun-toting IRS special agent who left the IRS because they couldn't show him the law. His superiors would not show him the law that he was forcing people to pay on their personal income, and they couldn't show him because there is no law. So, folks, I hope you will go and meet Sherry Peel Jackson. Give her a hug from this old cop, Jack McLam, and tell her I love her, and she's doing a wonderful job for the American people. And you'll learn a lot, okay? You always learn. I like to go to these things myself because there's always something new to learn. And that's what we're all about here at our two police and military associations. Well, with that said, my phone lines are loading up, and I haven't even opened the phone lines yet here at our Republic Broadcasting Officer Jack McLam program. But let's take a few of these calls that have come up. I want to get out some more information to you, but let's go to our brother in Massachusetts, Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Good.
Now, I was watching Fox News about the hurricane, and Geraldo Rivera said something that was very telling. He said, "This is a dress rehearsal for a nuclear war." Did you watch that on Fox News, Rivera at large?
No, I sure did not. He's a little communist liar, and I don't watch him very often, just same as the others on Fox News, but occasionally I do, but I missed that one. Yeah, he came right out and said it, huh?
Basically, with this hurricane, we're all learning a lot about what's going to happen to America. And I believe that the conspirators have a three-point plan to collapse this country and put us under martial law. Now, in the aftermath of this, men will die a painful death from radiation poisoning, bioweapons, and the weather, and the UN troops. There'll be less food down south. This up in the Northeast. There'll be worse up in the Northeast because the Northeast is the financial center of this country, and once you knock out the Northeast and your money center, guess what? Trust won't matter. The law won't matter. You'll have a new form of government that, like communism, will try to establish a new law, and security will be so tight that it was like a fishnet, bacteria won't even get through it. It's great that you're putting out this idea of trust and everything, and I like the idea of a trust, but guess what? Once you have the troops in the streets, they're going to go, trust? What stinking trust? We outnumber you 5-1. We got the guns. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people going to do something about it. We'll answer that question when the question comes our way, but you're right. Under a totalitarian world system that they're setting up, the people like you and me, the great unwashed out here, won't be allowed to have trust. You know, they'll just take your property anyway. But it's been good to be able to keep your property during these years. And we don't know, Jeff, when this is going to come down. We assume it's going to be soon, but God is in control. God calls the timetable on all these things. So right now, praise the Lord, our trusts are holding and they're working, and we're keeping our property when the government and also many times your neighbor wants to take it away from you by suing you.
But Jack, the truth be known, I don't own any property because I live in the inner city. And people in the inner city have a whole different outlook on life than people who live in the countryside and the suburbs. Like New Orleans, for instance, that was a welfare state, basically. Mm-hmm. The governor said that the mayor said that this city is full of drug addicts, and these people are breaking into the hospital to get their drug fix so they can take the edge off their Joneses. The mayor was speaking Ebonics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. The fish rots from the head down. And the mayor is supposed to be the first and the last word in the city. A lot of constitutional laws were broken just with this hurricane alone. The 10th Amendment was broken. FEMA, which you know, is more than flood and mud.
Oh, yes. It sure is. It is the martial law government when martial law is declared. Yeah.
What is martial law defined as? Martial arts means warlike arts, the art of war.
Mm-hmm.
Martial law means law ruled by the military.
That's right. Yeah, they call it military rule.
Now the Soviets have two strategies to take down this country. One is von Clausewitz. It's his book von Clausewitz, which is to crush the opposition with an iron fist, basically,
mm-hmm.
and subtlety through Sun Tzu, the art of war.
Right.
Taking down your enemy without firing a shot. And both principles are being applied hand in hand. And what I have to say is, it's going to be some rough times in this country. You're going to see more examples of totalitarian law where the government will say, screw your rights, screw you. I was reading an excerpt from this professor who was going through an airport, and he waxed eloquent to the security guards, and the security guards said, this is America, shut up.
Yeah.
that's the gist of it.
Yeah.
In other words, this is America now, just shut up and do as you're told.
That's right.
I'm serious. Police officers can plant stuff on you. Like, let's say if you pull over by a police officer and you start ranting the Constitution up in Boston, you kidding me? They'll go, we'll fix you.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's called an attitude adjustment. That's right. If you got a bad attitude, the cops will adjust your attitude right away.
The Northeast, yeah. I don't know why this is, but it seems like the Northeast is more crooked than the rest of the country, and I don't know why that is.
Well, it's been around longer, you know. It's so established. It's been there for so many generations, and we're trying to catch up with you out west out here, Jeff. Don't worry about it.
I like that, my friend. But I'm going to get off the phone and the other good people get on the line.
All right,
so Jeff,
thanks for your good thoughts.
So, Jack, do have a good one. Bye.
You too. Lord bless. Okay. Well, yes, very interesting point that Jeff makes. I just want to remind everybody out there that these evil leaders of ours who worship other gods than you and I do. I know they tell us they worship the Lord Jesus Christ and they carry their little Bibles around, but they're lying to you. They're lying through their teeth. But they are serving other gods, and they are trying to do everything they want to do to us. But I just want to remind you that our Lord is still on the throne and he's in power. And they can't do things just because they want to do it on their time schedule. I believe that they've wanted to do the things they're trying to do right now to us for 20 years in this country, you know, to be at this point, and they're late. And the only reason they're late, folks, we haven't been stopping them. The reason they're late is because God is not God's timing. Well, that brings me to my thoughts about Justice Rehnquist dying. Now, he's laying there, and he may be one of those people all dressed up and nowhere to go because he's either an atheist. I mean, he's been evil his entire life, way before he became Chief Justice of the United States. He's been absolutely evil. And they say, conservative justice, give me a break. He's been there to help be sure abortion stays in and all the degradation and all the bad things happen in America. He's been there reigning over to make sure all these things happen for years and years and years. So he's one of those people serving other gods. And the question came up this morning on my morning show of what are these people thinking as they're dying? Have you ever thought about that, folks? What do they think as they're dying when they've maybe been, I don't know if he was or not, but you could check and find out if he was a 33rd degree Mason or a 32nd degree Mason or above, because then he knew he was worshiping Lucifer. You know, these guys up that high know that Lucifer is the god of Masonry. And so what do these guys think about as they're dying? Where do they think they're going? What are they, how wonderful is it to die knowing that Lucifer is going to take you and going to handle you from then on? I mean, what is going through these people's minds? We don't know. If anybody out there would know, I'd ask you to call in tonight and tell us, you know, what do these Luciferians, these people that like the Bush family and others, these internationalists, that don't worship the God we worship, but God of the earth. Let us know what you think they think about as they're dying. And also, we saw good old evil Rumsfeld standing over the coffin today, Secretary of State, looking down, and he had the most incredible look on his face. I wonder if he was thinking about his last moment on this earth, which could very well be soon. He's getting up there in age. But these people, you know, the old joke about the atheist dying was looking at him there all dressed up and nowhere to go, you know. Well, they're going somewhere, that's for sure. I can guarantee you they're all going somewhere. But if you know what these guys think when they're dying and on their deathbed, call in tonight and tell us at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We cops and soldiers here would sure like to know what these guys that know they're serving Lucifer think about when they're breathing their last air here on old terra firma, okay? All right, let's go back to the phone lines and go to Walt in Arizona. Walt, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and greetings to Angie and you and yourself, Jack.
Well, thank you so much, my friend. Thank you.
A little distressed with the situation with Angie. I'll get on with the important business I have in mind.
Okay.
Better than 50 years ago, I lived in greater New Orleans in Metairie.
Uh-huh.
I worked out of New Orleans on the Gulf Coast, so I'm familiar with all the geography of that area. And let me say this. Following that, I lived under the country that's now dominated by Hugo Chavez.
Oh, very interesting.
In Caracas, Venezuela.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah.
And having arrived there in late 53, after sailing out of Mobile on a Venezuelan freighter, my family were there, and we encountered the situation in Venezuela known as Mayos, similar to Montezuma revenge.
Oh, yes, I know it well.
All right. Now, with that putrid water in greater New Orleans,
uh-huh,
they are facing the same type of problems.
Yes.
The slums in Caracas got washed fully with the rains in May, and then it dried up with all the powder and dust.
Oh,
and now you came down with a swarm of diarrhea, which was quite severe.
Yes.
Now, this is a situation I'd like conveyed to some by some means to the health authorities to look at this and consider it to the Corps of Engineers and everyone else. Put lime in the water when it's anywhere from 18 to a foot, 12 inches, and as they're pumping out the water, treat those areas where the water is diminishing in stages, and put lime in there to neutralize the putrid situation of the water. This will have some effect, at least reducing the final effect of the dust being breathed and coming down with Montezuma or Mayo.
Yeah.
That's the situation. I have been watching them for telephone numbers up on all the different programs. I'm getting stuff out by satellite from Baton Rouge and reports out of the whole Gulf Coast and everything through the networks.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to take any more time, but that's what's in concern right now.
Okay, Walt. Good idea. Good
and
idea.
Mayo and Montezuma revenge taking over as an aftermath as this dries out.
Yeah, that can dehydrate you, and you can die from that.
That's
thank
it.
You, Walt.
I'm off the line for the next person.
Okay, thanks, Walt. God bless you now. We'll be right back with Patrick in Texas, folks. Hang on. We'll be right back with more of the program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years.
As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, running out of time really quick, so we're going to go to Patrick in Texas real quick. Patrick, welcome to the program.
God bless you. I know God guides and directs your steps and affected a lot of people's lives as well as many others.
Well, thank you, Patrick.
On this network. And I just wanted to say it was really inspiring hearing Debbie's story. I spoke to her a few times, and I've had my water filter for a while, and I think, Jack, you hit it on the head. God is, the first thing we need to do is go to God for guidance, because
yeah,
the devil's working double time. Not only has he caused this hurricane and done all this, whatever it would be, I personally think it's man-made, but that's really not important at this time. The bottom line is that when I say he's working double time, most brainwashed Americans, who we have to remember are not evil, they're just brainwashed. If we can't unbrainwash them, that's up to God to open their eyes, and hopefully they'll put us in their paths. But they're given to the Red Cross, who I believe is just another tragedy in itself. So I think as Americans, we really need to band together and help these people out. That's what's most important right now. Is I have a few people staying in my home, and I'm on my way to help some other people. And the reason I say that is these people are devastated, Jack. Just imagine. You know, talking to them, being taken out of their homes by a military helicopter, put in a city they don't know anything about.
You're
and
right.
Just like they waited to be rescued, they're waiting now for the federal government to tell them how they're going to be helped. And it's, as Americans, before God, I think it's really our duty to open our homes, like it says in the Bible. Don't leave them out there hungry. But, you know, if you can't open your home, give them a ride, give them some money, but network together. Don't leave it up to the government, or else we see what happened last time. And then I believe if we, you know, I don't know what, the tragedy's horrible, but God can always make great things out of something terrible. So if
it
we
sure
work
can.
Together
yeah.
and just continue to pray, I think God will help us. And we need to step up and help these people, because not only financially, Jack, and physically, but emotionally and psychologically. I've talked to them, and I've spent time at these shelters. They are just, they're in a tough time right now, so they
My
need
goodness,
our prayers
yeah.
and they need our support. And God
sure.
bless you, and thanks for all you
hey,
do.
Thanks, Patrick, so much. Yes, you're absolutely true. Be in prayer for these people, folks. They have everything gone. Yes, a lot of them dependent on government, and that's wrong. But they were trained to do that from birth, and generations were trained to look to government for everything. And many whites are getting into that today, to look for government for everything. It's wrong. Well, I don't know if we have time. We'll try to go to David in Georgia real quick. David, welcome to the program. We're fast running out of time.
I understand that. I'm glad to hear you again. I hadn't heard you in a long time. I kind of lost satellite use.
Oh, I see.
You had said something about what they were thinking of being Masons and knowing in the higher degrees what they were or who they were serving.
Yeah.
I think they don't have any problem with it until after they close their eyes in death, and then they realize
they made a boo-boo, huh?
They messed up really bad.
They messed up really bad. Well,
Like my grandpa used to say, and he was a little more colorful in his language, but he'd say, son, you're fixing a mess and fall backwards in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, David, you could very well be right. Alex Jones just told me off the air, he said that Charlotte Disserby, whose dad was a skull and boneser, literally lay dying, crying, and asked Jesus to forgive him. And we assume he was saved on his deathbed. And Charlotte Disserby talked about her father was in Skull and Bones. Well,
I sure do wish they'd find out sooner.
Yeah, me too, brother. They could do so much good instead of
Thank
so
you.
Much evil. God bless you, David. Take care. Folks, that's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Be back with you tomorrow night, God willing. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.